Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, I'm conservative. Tribal war cry. So? Tribal war cry. Yeah, I'm Republican. So? Tribal war cry. Steve Harvey, he visited the tower. Ain't say nothing, no. Nope. Jesus visited the tower. Kanye said nothing. I'm a warrior, not from Golden State, no Kevin Durant. I'm not a cupcake. I ain't Muslim, but I stand with them, cause they under attack, cause of brown skin. You attack Muslims, refuse to be quiet, unlike Farrakhan. I won't stay silent, N-O-I silent nation. Christians won't speak against Trump's ban. Now that's real deep. Attack overseas and diss refugees. And in the U.S., you disrespect me. Diss Trump on the air. I marched in the street. I walked like a man. CIA watching. Trump talking reckless. 100 days in. Most of you rappers, what y'all saying? Your gang bang rhymes, but you hesitant to say your drive-by on a president. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da, do. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da, do. Segregate my land. Wanna build a wall? I'll join Mexican. C4 make it fall. Attack my brown brothers. An act of war. Grab the clips. Molotovs in the car. Straight to Trump Towers. Building shaking. The black juggalo. Without the makeup. Land of the free, home of the brave. Attack my people, put you in a grave. Modern Nat Turner, birth of a nation. Shaka Zulu mind, it's what you're facing. Tribal war cry, tribal war cry. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da. And it shouldn't blast. It's sad to see more whites than blacks out there protesting. You see, you can fire the FBI.
True.
But Trump can't fire me.
Me?
No. God hired me.
True.
Yahweh.
Allah.
Allah. The creator. I wear that armor.
Proud.
No fear. BMA all day,
night.
Emax the image. Rider music.
Gangster.
Underground.
Durant Sean.
And welcome once again to none other than Al Porter, Man in the Street, Chapter 8, Verse 15. And for those sending in things, you can send it to emaxxradio@gmail.com. And that M period, A period, N period is an abbreviation, acronym, music, activism, news. You can Facebook, EMAXXTHEEIMIJJ. You can also Facebook Sheriff Kilroy. Also, for those listening to blogtalkradio.com, Lake City Radio, you can feel free to use that number of 646-470-0944. We'll appreciate it. You can also Facebook Black House Sounds Open Mic. Now, I'm going to give you three quick disclaimers. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show. Have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop, smartphone, for any and all info that you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or Lake City. Call and blame Boogie B direct at 646-470-0944. I'll listen. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line and see what's on your mind. If you can't talk, stay silent and go back on hold. Now, what I'm going to do is give you a top 10 from a Monday to a Monday in music and entertainment. Number 10, Black Odyssey has crept back in the top 10. Freedom Writers is an extremely hot song. Number 9, Ballhead Fred had a strong performance. The single's doing good. We'll be getting into more on that in just a little while. Number 8, moving up, you can look up Joseph T. Motley Jr. period on YouTube, for Joseph Motley Jr. on YouTube or Facebook, Joseph Motley Jr., period. The earth keeps turning round. I be dropping W's, meaning wins. And also, he has an Easter surprise coming up. So I think he's trying to hit people with three hot singles in 1 week. Number seven, debuting on Facebook, Spotlight Social Center presents Eric Wilson and Friends. That's Saturday, 7 to 9 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, 15449 Euclid Avenue, 44112, East Cleveland, Ohio, Spade 216, Riff Raff, Indica Spitz, Stone the Butcher, the legendary MC Chill. Hey, Cleveland's first platinum artist. Hey, that's how it is. Debuting at number six, the new BWE HQ office party. So, again, it's new BWE. More than that, just a little while. You can find that on Facebook. Number five, Facebook Aries Bash at OPN People's Community Center, 16379 Euclid Avenue, 44112. Malik X host, DJ Big Squeeze. That'll be going on Saturday evening as well. And that's happening there. You can Facebook that Aries Bash. As a matter of fact, I take that back. That's the Friday evening event. So that's Friday evening. The other two events, BWE and the Spotlight Social Center, both happen on Saturday. All right. Now, number four, debuting Facebook DNA movie premiere, which was in parentheses. That was at the Atlas Cinema, Lakeshore, the past Saturday. Orlando Da Vinci put that one together. Also, number three, it's debuting Facebook Get Lit for Liberation. That was last Saturday, Ingenuity Cleveland Warehouse, the Ohio Student Association. On number two, the debut of the XP Rocks benefit. More on that in just a little while. And number one, you can take a look at, and it happened, Cleveland State University Student Center last Friday, African fashion show. It was free for everybody. African cuisine, Facebook Live, Fred covered it. So those are some of the things that's going on. I'm going to make the attempt to do is go and check out what's going on with the phone lines. But before I do, I will let people know you can check out the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show, which is Tuesdays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on voiceatradio.com, followed by, well, okay, the Queens Court Radio Program on voiceatradio.com. Also, the Black on Black Crime Incorporated meetings are Wednesday, 7:16 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time at 15415 Kipling Avenue off of Ivanhoe, 44110 between 7 and 52nd, St. Clair intersection of Euclid Avenue. For those who are automobile challenged, the number 1 and number 37, we'll take you to the St. Clair, East 752nd intersection. Number 28 is where Ivanhoe and Euclid meet up. That's a little bit longer of a walk, so please make sure you have fluids with you. You can also Facebook I'm a Superwoman Radio and Facebook Friends Fellowship Bible Church. Now, I see so many people on the phone line so far that I can enjoy certain things, so I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to go to 216-400, 216-400. They're probably going to tell me that they wish the TV was working so they could watch American Idol instead. But, hey, I got you. At least you decided to call in. And, again, I appreciate everybody. 216-400, how you doing out there? 216-400. Going once? Going twice? Sold to the people. Hey, that's why I tell people, the one thing is, I'm going to come to your phone line regardless. And even when you don't press one that you'd like to speak, I'm going to come through and check on you. Because if it wasn't for you, you make up the show. While the 216-534 is trying to figure out what to say, and the 216-682 is trying to do the same thing, I guess one of the main things that I would like to start out and do, if I don't get my announcements out of the way, it's just not going to happen. So I would like to let people know that the Great Cleveland Cleanup is coming. But this time it's Cuyahoga Countywide. As the litter bugs, what is he? Join us as we work to pick up all the litter from Cuyahoga County in 1 weekend, April 27th and April 28th, 2019. To register or learn more, donate, what have you, you can email thebug at thelitterbugz thelitterbugs.org, thelitterbugs.org. And you can also go to www.thelitterbugz.org. That's www.thelitterbugs.org. While I'm also here talking to the people on the phone line, get one thing out of the way as I look at it. Ah, here it is. It says Black Women of Excellence. I said I would mention that one. DBA, Black World Entertainment, LLC, Inspiring Our Communities for the Future, 17325 Euclid Avenue, East Cleveland, Ohio, 44112. Actually, it is Cleveland, Ohio. But anyway, founder and, of course, the CFO, Ms. Latoria T. Witcher, Board of Directors, Ms. Shamir McQueen, and Senior Editor, Executive of Marketing, Mr. Rasheen Townsend. Now, they are excited because our next journey within assisting our City of Cleveland communities with our new location on Cleveland's East Side, we would like to cordially invite you to our office warming celebration, which will be held on Saturday, April the 20th, 2019, at our new location of 17325 Euclid Avenue, East Cleveland, Ohio. Okay, it's Cleveland, Ohio, 44112 Suite 25 from 6 to 8 p.m. Please come out and meet the minds behind the Black Women of Excellence organization and its affiliated organizations. To reserve, please contact me at, and not me as in me, but Ms. T. Witcher, 216-235-8167. So, because I have to kind of let people know what's happening, because if I don't, I tend to get into trouble. And before I go to the 216-534 number, I would just like to say that every community needs human and precinct development. Six areas of development that produce prosperity or devastation to a community: church, government, business, clinic, home, schools. Ernest Harris, precinct government facilitator. Target audience, Black Republicans, but no person will be denied the knowledge due to party affiliation. 8 weeks, 90 minutes sessions on Saturdays, 10 a.m. And the location is Black on Black Crime Incorporated, headquarters 15415 Kipling Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, 44110. Snacks and water will be provided. The workshop is free to all participants from the inner city Republican movement. Now, see, by getting so many different announcements out of the way, it makes me feel like I've done something. And then I look at everything and I say, wait a minute, I really haven't done too much because I have a lot more to go. So let's go to the 216-534 phone number, who's probably going to tell me, you know something? I want to take precinct government classes to figure out how to get rid of your radio show. Well, with that being said, I'm going to go and check on the 216-534. How you doing out there?
How you doing, Al Porter? Mr. Porter.
Oh, I'm doing well. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. Once again, thank you for representing Katie for the Justice for Katie. Even though we at a standstill, but then Turner, the Turner Fur Man said that they're going to look into it, and he'll get back with me tomorrow on that situation. The reason why I'm calling in tonight for I'm trying to get a hands up, gun down, stop the violence over here on the website. And we're trying to do a march on the first week of May. We're going to be on a Saturday. And I would like to know if anybody want to participate, come out and help us join to stop the bullying, to stop this unnecessary killing over here on the west side. The police is really being quiet about it. And this time the community, I have a lot of people is backing me, saying that they're going to help. And Larry Gordon, I spoke with him today. He's going to back me up on this one, too.
Good. And can I ask you a question? When is it going to be?
I'm trying to get it. I'm trying to get it for the first week of May. It's going to be on a Saturday, but I'm trying to see make sure it's not the same time when the three women got kidnapped, because you know they march and stuff going to Granny come up too, and I don't want
I think that's a Monday. Yeah, I think theirs is on a Monday on Seymour Avenue. I know we have a hip hop workshop at CSU on a Saturday, so I have to see what my involvement might be. with that mark.
Okay.
So,
because,
okay, keep us posted.
Right. We're gonna have to sit down because if we can't do it on a Saturday, maybe we can move it to a Sunday because this is something that I would like for the kids to participate in because it's these kids, and I'm not trying to be funny, Mr. Porter, they don't have home training no more.
Mm-hmm.
And CPS, I'm making it so hard for the mothers that do whoop their kids, and now the mothers is getting locked up and getting incarcerated if they whoop their kids, and I grew up getting my butt whooped. And the kids think it's okay to be out here, you know what I'm saying, jumping people. And it's just something that we need to send a strong message out over here on the west side for the community to start coming together. If you see something, say something, speak up and speak out.
Since you called
and asked
that, man in the street, man in the street will meet with you. Man in the street will meet with you. So let's get this one up off the ground so you got us. Definitely.
All right. Thank you, sir. I really do appreciate it. And thank y'all so much for helping me with the Justice for Katie. We still got a long way to go. It's hard. I'm not going to sit here and sugarcoat. It's hard to fight against a corrupt system because no matter how they try to do it, they try to justify and trying to say that they did what's right and editing videos and stuff like that. But at this time, I'm going to put it in God's hand. I'm going to leave it in God's hand. And they got be the judgment up on this because I've been fighting for 2 years and don't look like I'm getting anywhere because every time I get something positive come in the door, you know, I get knocked back down 3 times as harder. Every time I get up, I get knocked down again. But this going to be a continuously fight. And the lady reached back out to you about the school bullying over here at the Marion Center?
Right. And I'm looking forward to at least seeing that one followed through, especially on my end, too. So we've got a lot of work
right,
to do and complete, but I have to say thank you.
And more parents do need to speak up and speak out because it's not just at one school. It ain't just at Jim Marshall School. It's at Rose High School. It's at the kids' school, the elementary, Marion Seltzer. It's at different kids' schools, and if we can come together as a community and talk about what's going on and how safety and security turning these victims into the perpetrator, it would never stop.
That's true. And again, I thank you for your call, and I also thank you so much for being a part of last week's Black on Black Crime meeting because as we leave off from your phone call, I want to say that it was nice to have the head of a Internal Affairs come through from the CPD, explain himself, and you have at least been able to reach out to Ron Blakeman and make sure that he follows through. So I believe it's Ron Blakeman.
I forgot that lady's name,
definitely.
The one that spoke up for me. What's her name? The one that has spoke up for me. I forgot her name, but you know who I'm talking about, don't you?
Yeah. Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Oh,
yes,
Cynthia,
she did an excellent job. Hey, that's what we're supposed to do, and I'll make sure to let Cynthia know that phase of it, too. And may you definitely have a solid evening, and please enjoy the rest of the program.
Oh, ma'am. Thank you, sir, so much. God bless. And keep praying for me as well as
I'm
praying for you.
I'll do that. And thank you once again. As a matter of fact, because of that, we do have to keep praying for each other. That's an important thing. Before I even bother the 216-682 phone number, you know, it's been a very, very, very interesting week. That's the best way to put it, without going too far out in left field. I just want to say it has been a very interesting week. Because for those who might be wondering what happened earlier, for those who were going down to the city council meeting, it was because the Clash Lead Safe Housing legislation petition was deemed invalid due to missing language, which is what city council clerk said. Now, nothing is more interesting in Cleveland than when people go out to get signatures, and the next thing you know, it's not considered valid. Nothing happens with it. The city sits on it. It was kind of like when we went out to start the process for the recall. The attorneys did their best to try to stop us from even being able to get the language. And we were able to go and get that, and we kind of stopped it on our own because of Mayor Frank G. Jackson having to take care of his wife. But sometimes it makes you think, because Cleveland City Council Clerk Patricia Britt deemed the petition for the introduction of lead safe housing legislation submitted by local advocacy group Clash as invalid due to a missing piece of language required by what they said state law, according to a letter sent to the organization Friday afternoon. Election statutes are mandatory and must be strictly complied with, Britt stated in the letter delivered just before, I believe, 4 p.m. And even though the initiative petition contained a sufficient number of signatures, the fact that it didn't contain the statutory required language causes it to be invalid as a matter of law, which is a bunch of bullshit. Because, let's face it, as I climb up on, you have to forgive me, but this is an interesting story, because I had to come up on a 16-foot step ladder for the soapbox. But Britt gave Clash the opportunity to voluntarily withdraw its petition earlier Friday, which the group rejected after meeting with its attorneys. Clash instead sent Britt a letter explaining its decision not to withdraw the petitions and acknowledged that the missing language would likely prevent the ordinance from being placed on the November ballot. But the group did argue, however, that doesn't mean that the petition shouldn't be certified by the clerk and submitted to council to review, consider, and vote on within 90 days, as the group said is called for in the city's charter. And Section 54 of the city charter says that the council clerk must provide a certificate of validity if there are at least 5,000 verified signatures of Cleveland registered voters. And Clash member Jeff Johnson said Friday night that Britt's decision had delayed the movement for lead safe housing, but that it will not be stopped. The former councilman said the group is preparing to ask the court to force Britt to follow the language and the details. And let's face it right now, people, before I go to the next phone call, here's my problem with everything that just happened. Think about it. If there was something missing, let me tell you what BS is. All right, let's talk about some BS right now. When they said something was missing, let's look at the mayoral recall petition that several groups got together on. When they said something was missing, or somebody's name was invalid, or somebody did something else, they didn't certify it. They didn't go out and give you the petitions. For the simple fact that these fools went on and followed through with it, then it must mean that it's just reason to be believed that there was nothing freaking wrong with the so-and-so language, but it was something done after the fact to say, oh, shoot, they collected signatures. Let's try to find something else. The same way that during the GCC, NCIU, CPP, the Cuyahoga County Progressive Caucus, and the Q deal, and they just let one group withdraw after it was slated to get on a ballot. And then another time when it was slated for the Fight for 15, and they just screwed everybody over on that one. So for me, you know, I hate to say it, but I won't. I will. Trash is trash, and this whole thing in City Hall is a bunch of lead belly low. Oh, anyway, I'm going to 216-682. Probably somebody calling me to tell me that City Council did the best thing for everybody, and we don't have or need the right to vote. 216-682, how you doing?
All right, Joe Jones, Father's Lives Matter. We're on the internet, and we're now worldwide. It's a couple of things that we just uncovered within our past few days. A baby that's 5 years old that came back positive for cocaine, who was given to a baby's mom's aunt. Father has rights. Father has a clean criminal record. I don't know what's going on in Lorain County, but this is the second case that I heard of. As a matter of fact, the first case, Lorain County is trying to give custody to a sexual predator and convicted rapist. So we are backing up the mom in that custody case. And then there's a third case where a guy who raped a stepdaughter for 10 years is out on the streets on a low bond. I don't know what's going on with these courts, but we got to do better than that. I know we're going to have some DCFS protests coming up pretty soon. We're still in the planning phase, and eventually we're going to make a journey out to Lorain County and have a little rally out there. Can't keep letting our kids go down like this, man, and we can't keep discriminating against our fathers either. This one situation, this is a young black male who's doing everything perfect, clean criminal record. He's working, own car, house, that doesn't do any drugs, doesn't even drink, and they're still denying this man custody of his child. So, I mean, if that's not discrimination, I don't know what is. But if anybody needs help, we help males, females, everybody. We don't care size, race, color, height, weight. We help everybody. So look us up, Father's Lives Matter, on the internet, and explain your situation to us, and we charge zero, nothing, nada, zilch.
Wow. Hey, I appreciate you very much for calling in, because one thing I wanted to say while I have you on the line that before I go to the other couple of phone callers is last Wednesday, I'll say 12 noon, Public Square, Department of Children and Family Services, City Wise Kennel, a.k.a. Dr. Death, the heads of DCFS, they held a so-called feel-good event. And I noticed that Channel 5 News and Harry Boomer, they all picked up the fact that Black Lives Matter Cleveland, Father's Lives Matter, Black on Black Crime Incorporated, Black Man's Army, let's just put it out there, Angela Y. Davis, Jones Joe, you all had a casket with dead babies in it and the WWE's Undertaker's theme. It just basically, the speaker system was so loud that, you know, along with LaTanya Goldsby, as well as, I will say, the Children Left Behind, well, on Facebook it's the Children Left Behind by Sisters Against Abuse. So whenever we have Sierra and D, it was so loud, we could hear the, I will say, just your portable loudspeaker all the way back down towards the Injustice Center. I even saw the fact that it wasn't lost that Jordan Rodriguez, the baby in a trash bag with food stamps, to show that there's a problem with DCFS from dealing with Tenacia McCloud or Nia Garrett of Euclid, Ohio, or Emiliano Terry, Jordan Rodriguez, Arshon Baker, Alexandria Hamilton. And when I looked out, it was like 17 more names. There were handouts. Do you feel, brother, that enough is being done on your end, or are you stepping up even more so? Because you're right now hitting some grand slams.
We're definitely going to step it up. That coffin actually had a bunch of names all over the coffin, and they didn't even expect the coffin coming with a loudspeaker. As a matter of fact, we're even going to up our amps a little bit as far as the sound equipment goes. And every event that DCFS is at, we're going to be there, and we're not going to stop until they're taken over by the Department of Justice or completely shut down. You know, it's DCFS, they're dropping the ball all the time. They're doing everything they can to sweep it under the rug. I remember at that rally, they were sitting there lying to people, telling them what a great job they're doing. And our loudspeakers were so loud that they couldn't even speak over top of our speakers. Everybody heard us and didn't really hear as much as they said. The event was supposed to last 3 hours. They wrapped up in about 20 minutes and got the heck out of there quick.
True. So I just want to say thank you very much for making sure the truth gets out there. When they say, can one person make a difference? Sure, you need one person to start a movement for others to fall in and see the vision. So I just want to say personally, I thank you, and as you hold the line, we appreciate you, brother.
Sounds good. One other point I want to make is I loved how Channel 19 did the story, and you hear Wisecattle going, if you see something, say something. And then the camera went on me and said, they said that to Anaya Guerra, and I can't count the times that she's seen something that said something.
Oh, my goodness. That is true. As a matter of fact, you know, when I look at it before I leave out of here, it's that Wow. If you look at the Tanasia McCloud of Cleveland, Ohio, Department of Children's Family Services, it's interesting that they visited that home 8 times in 5 weeks. Anaya Garrett, it's just that they had insufficient evidence, they said, even from the scar marks on her hands, feet, and legs, but CCCFS concluded they had insufficient evidence to remove Anaya from the home on 3 separate occasions. I'm almost tired of looking at those. Man, I thank you very much for what you're doing and making sure we stay attentive to what's going on.
Thanks. I appreciate it.
No problem. As a matter of fact, I have a couple of phone numbers that I'll be getting to momentarily. One is a 615 area code, and I hope that's not a Bill Collector, and the other is a 216-849. So before I do anything else, I will prepare for that 615 area code. But like I say, if I don't say certain things, I just won't get to it. So I want to say that the XP Rocks benefit concert that was held at 15415 Kipling Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, past Saturday turned out excellent. You had DJ BJ Ice, who also hosted the event. You had Taylor, Black Man Army, Sheriff Kilroy. Had to give some credit to Dontez Taylor, being president of Black on Black Crime Incorporated. Got a chance to do that. You had Joseph Motley Jr., founder of Black House Sound, Stone the Butcher. Ballhead Fred did a couple of nice little sets. Mr. Powers of Black House Sound, Ms. Ice, founder of Iced Out Productions. You also had in the house, like I say, some members of Black on Black Crime Incorporated, Black Man's Army, Downside Entertainment, Poison Ivy, Queens Court for Voice of Radio, .com. That was Queen Dolores Gray did a Zumba set. GMS Shakespeare, DJ Drip Drop, African Museum was in the house. Danielle, a.k.a. WW Women's Worth, was there as well. And XP, it's really Xeroderma Pigmentosa, where you can get cancer from the sun rays because your body has a slow repair rate on your cells, and which are destroyed by UV rays, ultraviolet rays. And that's what Dontez Taylor, that was the benefit in his name. It was a powerful one. We'll get to a couple other things, but before we do, I should tell you that also, if you choose, you can Facebook Black on Black Crime, Inc., or go to the website of blackonblackcleveland.com, OPN Radio, and reupradio.com, which is on Monday, 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. You can Facebook Alfred Porter Jr. period with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat. Now let me go to that 615 area code. It's probably going to 615-894. And you're probably going to say, you know something? I just called in from long distance to tell you this is one of the worst programs we ever heard from Northeast Ohio. Anyway, 615, how you doing out there?
What's good? You already know who this is. It's Tanu Light, baby. Eastside, baby.
Man, what's going on with you, man?
Man, it's going, man. It's going up good, man. I got one of the models on the phone, Nick B.
Hello.
If you had to call in, we will be in Cleveland May 17th through 19th. Video shoot, photo shoot.
Shit.
Life going on, man. It's going to be crazy. Shout out Slim.
You know something? Every time I look up,
I got more than one model coming out there, man. Shout out Slim Thick. You hear me? It's definitely going to be a movie. It's going to be wild.
Okay. So you bring in and debuting the models in our region. Okay.
Man,
you're a
yeah,
model. Please tell me where you coming from. Eastside has just built you up. I want to know a little bit about you.
Okay. Okay, well, I'm originally from Gary, Indiana, and I've been in Nashville, Tennessee, raised. So basically, it's my hometown. And I used to model when I was 16 years old. Now I'm putting myself back out there as an adult. I want to live my dreams. I'm going to be serious about my business and everything. And I love it. So,
okay.
And I also have an Instagram. I have an Instagram. You can follow me at Nick B, which is N-I-Q-U-E, N-I-Q-U-E B on Instagram.
Okay. So with that being said, what's happening? Hey, with you being hardworking, I got to ask you this, Eastside. You have a history of connecting people together in our region, and also you have a history of traveling outside the region and bringing people in. So with that being said, man, what caused you to be so on your business, man?
Be honest, doubt. A lot of people doubted. A lot of people said I couldn't do it, so that just made me keep going. You know, you yourself personally know I had a big team. I had a strong team, but you know, most of that team was more like I wanted the fame and I didn't want to grind for it. You feel me? So me personally, I had to extort myself away from certain situations and just keep moving, keep growing. You feel me? That game with a lot of people like Slim Thicks and Trees, a lot of people like Nick B. You feel me? These are females that actually want it and not just want to be around it. You see what I'm saying? It's a difference between wanting it and just wanting around it. It's a difference between wanting to get in the club for free and really do something with these type of opportunities. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of people that just want to be around the opportunities instead of doing something with the opportunities. Me personally,
man,
you know, you know me, I start off just being an artist. Now you feel me? It's like I'm blessed to be doing a lot of things that I do right now.
Right. And I agree with you on that. How can people follow your movement, first of all?
Team New Life on Instagram, man. You can hit me personally. Website coming soon, man. That's a lot of things coming through. Clothing line release dropping July 28th this year.
What?
Team New Life clothing. Oh, yes, it's dropping this year, July 28th. We got Nick B. You know, she got her movement going. She'll definitely tell you about that. You know, I don't know why she ain't saying nothing about it, but yeah, we definitely got a lot of things in the making right now. Slim Truth, that's another model we work with. Slim Thicks and Trees, that's another model we work with. We got a lot of things coming up in the next couple of weeks, man. We got the NFL draft pick weekend, you know what I'm saying? Contract with Trina, you feel me? We got a party this Friday, you feel me? It's a lot of things coming up. It's definitely a moment.
I feel you. And before I ask Ms. D to give me her information one more time, I'm going to ask you, since I have you on the line, Ms. D, what advice would you give for somebody who's sincerely going and choosing to get into modeling so that they're not, like, taken advantage of?
Oh, I just gave her the answer that too earlier.
This is...
Don't give up. Do not give up. Don't let nobody tell you nothing different.
Ooh.
And strong. And for one, because, you know, you don't want nobody to take advantage of you. You got to have a strong mind in this. So I encourage those out there, do it. Keep pushing it. If you want to take pictures, if that's your dream, your goals, do it.
And before we go to some of the other phone callers, Ms. D, give your information one more time, please.
Company and all.
It is Instagram. On Instagram, you can find me at N-I-Q-U-E, N-I-Q-U-E-B, Nick B. I'm going to say it one more time. Hey, N-I-Q-U-E, N-I-Q-U-E-B. Follow me. I will follow you back. Love y'all.
And she also has she also an event planner. She also do events. She also hosts. She also do a lot of things.
All right.
Yes,
now see,
I
gotta get them. Hey, I have to get you on a couple of other programs too to keep it going. Look forward to following the movement. And definitely hold a line, because I definitely think I have a classic from Eastside. So I will definitely just ask you to hold a line. I'll be back with you shortly. And I think I know. Oh, yeah. Talking about for you. And before I do that, since I see I have a few other people on the line, I better be smart right now and go to the 216-849 that has been very patient. What's happening out there?
Hey, hello, Al Porter. How you doing?
I'm alive, Brother Rico. What's going on with you?
Great, great, great. I've been busy. You heard what happened in D.C. with a 38-year-old mother killed her 5-year-old daughter in D.C.?
Yes.
You heard about that?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did. Keep talking.
Okay. Bay the Balls want to cut 70% from Special Olympics. You heard about that too, right?
Right, I heard about that threat, and then it was supposed to cave in on it, but keep going.
It's three Republicans is running against Donald Trump today.
Mm-hmm.
They're putting their hands in the Republican Party. In the Republican Party, is 21 Democrats running for president. 3 Republicans running.
This is gonna be
for president, okay? Oh, it is gonna be a restaurant, okay?
You're right.
I'm getting married August 15th. Okay?
Okay.
I'm getting married August 15th. We just bought a house in Baltimore and Maryland, and we got another house in Cleveland, Ohio, okay? So when I look at city council in Cleveland, it's a big-ass joke. From Frank Jackson to Kelly Kelly, and from Pat Bird to Kelly Kelly, okay? So all
right.
Council is a big joke, okay? Big, big joke. You see the paper where Frank Council Council approved $100 million to Frank Jackson?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
And that's a waste of taxpayers' money. But they want,
yes,
but they don't want to give deaf people an interpreter, right? But they got $100 million to spend. How about people with all disabilities? Okay. Say what we doing now? Because you know I'm the president of the National Black Deaf Advocate and Black Lives Matter. For the deaf. What we going to do is send Frank Jackson, the law director, Frank Jackson, Kelly Kelly, and city council clerk, we send 15 letters to the city of Cleveland. All 17 council members, Kelly Kelly lawyer, city council lawyer, Patrick Alden, okay? We asking this in this letter. Dear Frank Jackson, we know you are a busy man under my tax dollars. We want to know why are you letting city council make decisions to not provide equal access for those who are deaf or hard of hearing or who have some kind of disability. If you do not provide an equal access, my organization of the National Black Deaf Advocate and the Black Lives Matter for the Deaf, we will sue the city of Cleveland. We will file under the America with Disability under Title II, 504, Section 2, it says local state government must provide an equal access. So I called them today, okay? And the law director, she's never available, okay? She's never available. But let Frank Jackson call her office. She worked on Frank Jackson. She'd be available in 2 minutes. So like I told her, we will hold y'all to the foot of the law. If we do something wrong, the police knock on our door. Put us in jail right then, okay? It's no questions. But when the season one not go by the ADA law, then we got to hold them accountable. I told them, my organization will hold y'all accountable to the foot of the ADA law. We just got finished suing the Baltimore City Police Department, okay? Guess how much we got? $3.2 million. $3.2 million. Let me tell you why how we got that much money. Because the Baltimore City Police Department have interviewed a deaf client with no interpreter. You can't do that. It's in your policy. The policy says if you have a deaf or hard hearing person, you provide equal access. Today, they do not want to buy him an interpreter. We got an ADA, a lawyer, and they sued them. And a deaf client got $3.1 million. It takes one time to get sued. It takes one time to make a mistake. If we do something wrong at airport, and you know, if you mind with it, the police will not go in our door and arrest us right then, right? No questions.
Right.
But when the police do something wrong, it's a smack of the wrist. So that's why we are advocating. I'm advocating nationwide on different police departments hold local officials accountable. That's my. Keep fighting this, okay? That's all I have to say.
Okay. Hey, then I thank you very much. Keep doing your fight as I go to the next couple of phone calls. We look forward to a report from you very soon. Thank you, Rico.
Okay. You're welcome.
Nope. You know, problem. You know something? One thing I can take the time to do is, I guess, go to the 216-773 phone number because they've been waiting for me. And they probably are getting ready to tell me that they wish Rico Dancy would sue man in the street to get me off the air, but that's all right. You can have your say at 216-773. How you doing?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm alive. What is going on out there, and who do we have on the phone line?
You have Dolores Gray.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Wait a minute. Yes, I can. Can you hear me?
Can you hear me better now?
I believe so. Can you hear me pretty well?
Yes, Al Porter.
Hello?
This is Dolores Gray. Hello?
Got you. All right. As long as you hear me. And so, with that being said, is this the same Dolores Gray that has the Queens Court radio show on voiceofradio.com Tuesdays at 6 p.m.
That's me. That's the truth right there.
Okay.
I was just calling
okay. First
and saying,
of all,
hey.
So in other words, that's kind of a major name. So I have to ask you, how'd you come up with that name?
The Queen's Court. I came up with that name because
yes.
I am a queen. That's the number one thing. I've been in the community, won a couple of beauty pageants, and been working my platform, which is wellness and fitness, and also just equality for people in the community. So that's how I came up with the name, the Queen's Court.
Got you.
Which I can't
and
wait
with that
tomorrow.
Being said,
it's going to be awesome.
What can we expect from your show?
Well, what you can expect is to have basically a discussion of things that's going on in the community. I'll touch on all types of things such as love, relationships, most likely, and also politics. That'll be one of the things because I'm very much involved in the political world as well, and especially wellness about our community, dealing with environmental issues, health issues, fitness, our youth, literacy, and also fashion. We're going to have a little fun as well, music and fashion entertaining. So it's going to be basically like a round table with different people from the community.
Wow.
And I'm really excited.
Okay. Well, I have to ask you one question because inquiring minds like mine wish to know, by you doing this show, does that mean that you will no longer be the co-host Sundays on Art McCoy's radio show, which airs from 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WERE 1490 AM? That's www.newstalkcleveland.com.
Oh, I will still be there for sure.
Oh,
I'll still be right by Art McCoy's side and your side, as well as our guru, the Facebook guru Freddie Barkley. So I will still be there.
I don't. Okay, never mind, never mind. Well, at least I had to ask that because I didn't want any rumors to start or anything like that. I was just getting ready to start the rumor, but you just nipped that one in the bud. And again, I'm going to at least stop and do one thing before I go to a phone call. I want to ask you personally, what contact information or what would you like to tell people or where can they find some of what you do?
Well, they can find some of what I do on IG, which will be Brick House Wellness Group. And also, if they can find me on Facebook under Dolores Gray or Brick House Wellness Group. And also, I'm still be doing Zumba as well. And, you know, if anyone wants to come out and lose weight and get fit and have fun all at the same time, they can come up to my spot at Langston Hughes on East 79th and Quincy, which is Cleveland Clinic as well. And I'm there Tuesday from 12:30 to 1:30. And that all classes are free.
Gotcha.
And
I
can
and
also,
I
I'll give my email address too. I can give my email address as
well,
which is Brickhouse Wellness, the number one, at gmail.com. If anyone wants to do Zumbathons or events or wants a cooking event, you know, just let me know.
All right, now when these folks reach out to you, I'll probably have to bring some popcorn along and watch how this all goes down. But I thank you very much for tuning in this evening. Please feel free to hold the line.
Okay. Thanks, Al.
No problem. Hey, you're welcome. You know something? Before I go to the 216-209, I have to play this one thing because this is a message that came out from Mike. And it was dealing with the fight for 15. And the thing that I feel is it's scary that the message could go for Clash and a few other things.
Hello, this is Mike Seals with the Workers' Justice Committee. I have lived in Cleveland for more than 50 years. And what I saw Monday night at Cleveland City Hall made me sick. Our heartless mayor, Frank Jackson, and his dishonest council president, Kevin Kelly, they confirm for me they don't care about the people who live in our city. They are content to let us live in poverty with low-wage jobs and no hope for a better tomorrow. Just last year, they robbed us of our right to vote to raise the minimum wage in the city of Cleveland, and now they are giving away an estimated $88 million out of our pocket to a billionaire owner of the Cavs. If you are fed up with these backroom deals that only benefit the wealthy and the well-connected, then it's time to take action. We the people must raise up and hold Frank Jackson and Kevin Kelly accountable. We are stronger together and a powerful political force for change in our community. Join our movement by calling area code 866-900-8292. Again, that number is 866-900-8292.
Hey, you know something? I'm going to at least see about the last 4 or 5 minutes to go to 216-209 because this is like equal time. And my luck, this might be Frank Jackson telling me it is what it is. 216-209, how you doing out there?
I'm pretty good, Brother Al. This is John from Black Odyssey for all those who don't know. And I just want to start out by thanking the Creator. Oh, man. Oh, so much going on, Al. This new video, Freedom Riders, is really taking off. It's only been up a couple weeks, and we're well over 300 views, almost 40 likes. So if y'all want to take a look at that video, you can go to YouTube and type in BLAQODESSYTV, and it should come right up. Freedom Riders will be the latest video that's on the channel. It's getting a lot of views. I mean, it's affecting a lot of people. I'm thankful that people is listening and watching and liking. And, you know, I just want to shout out to all the people that I work with, Lethal, you know, Nomad. So, you know, there's so many much more, et cetera, on and on. Forgive me for not saying all the names tonight, because I want to kind of keep it short and sweet. But for all those who want to check out more videos, you can go to that Black Odyssey TV on YouTube. And I'm going to keep it short and sweet because I was running a little behind. I wanted to call in at the top of the channel, and I couldn't. So Black Odyssey, y'all have a great night.
You too. We appreciate you. As a matter of fact, the one thing that I can say, you know, I might be able to get into some things, but I do want to, let's put it all the way out there and just say that for those who haven't heard, that if I'm not mistaken, Sunday, April the 28th, 2 p.m. to 9 p.m., it's the 4th annual DJ Cypher. Now, tickets are $10 in advance, but 20 plus at the door. DJ Tech Record Executive Producer, hip-hop dance, street food, special performance, DJ battle, DJ showcase, VIP packages, and that will be at the Captive 8 at 850 Euclid Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio. And the host of that event is Dolores Gray. Man, doing so much out there, which is an excellent thing in itself. I also want to take the time before I play anything else to just let people know that I find it very, for those who might have missed it, you know, last November, the Ohio voters failed to pass Issue 1, which was a constitutional amendment that would reduce penalties for certain drug offenders, taking on Ohio's opioid epidemic and large prison population. However, the measure and its defeat did start a conversation on criminal justice reform in Ohio. So on March the 6th, Ohio Senate Bill 3, SB 3, a comprehensive plan for drug sentencing reform was introduced, as the bill would reduce penalties for possession of illegal drugs but toughens punishments for drug trafficking, and also contains some criminal justice reforms that resemble those proposed in Issue 1. While likely to undergo some changes, the Ohio Senate hopes to pass SB 3 by the summer recess, and if passed, the bill will become state law. Now, it was very, very interesting because at the City Club, I happened to at least get a chance to be invited to be at the ACLU of Ohio's table, a couple of tables that they had. We also had a few members of the Carl Stokes Brigade and even Fred Ward, and it was very interesting that you had John J. Eklund from Ohio Senate District 18, Stephanie D. House of Ohio House of Representatives, District 11, who definitely said she would like to see more data collected. You also had Zach Klein of City of Columbus, who wanted to say, hey, let's treat mental and drug problems, and Larry Obhoff, who's the president of the Ohio Senate. And like I say, it's very interesting when it starts hitting other people, because Senator John Jacklin was like, hey, employers have a problem. Not so much the employers, but if an employee goes and the employer checks on that file and sees on the employee's form that scarlet F for felony, boom, it's all over. So I would just like to say I thought it was very interesting because Zach Klein thought that OVI and domestic violence acts are misdemeanors, but drug use is felonies, but the Prosecutors Association is against that. Hey, I'll tell you what I'll do. You have to keep praying, so I'm going to go on and play this track. Like I said.
Yeah. With every eye closed, head bowed. My little niggas on the block hoping crime pay. To my niggas in them cells waiting to pray, trying to find ways to pop the gate. Straight out my broken home full of hate. To all the young ladies having babies on their own, please never say I can't.
Never say
I know it's hard, you lost a good job, but never turn your back on God, keep the faith. say. I know it's pain, so I'ma start my days with the Our Father. Baby girl looked at me and said, why bother? Ain't no love in this city, plus they got us working for pennies. They wonder why these little niggas ain't afraid about dying. America's bullshit, I'm not buying. So for the food, I'm with the two screaming, gimme. Until the law, I'm just another dumb one. But through the storm, there's a brighter day coming. There's a brighter day coming. The plans of a man will come true for you if he praying. So keep praying, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying. They say I'm too serious, I don't have enough fun. I'm from the place where these kids carry the guns. Take it to school, show it off. Little dude got it to keep the bullies off. Making life decisions at a young age. These judges want all black men in a cage. Dear God, help us with the strife. Niggas locked up wishing they could reverse life. Situation is strife. You hear grown men getting raped at night. This is the life little nigga aiming for. Started out 13, kicking the door. Traded hoop dreams for hood dreams on a daily basis. Lil' Chris, 19, facing two murder cases. With a baby on the way, waiting with the judge. Don't say, hey, let us pray for the young and wild, cause all they know is what's found.
A moment of silence. Yeah, said the plans of a man will come true for you if he praying. Yeah. So keep praying, yeah. Cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying, yeah. Cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying, yeah. Cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying, yeah. And we praying, and I'm gonna keep praying, yeah. So keep praying, and I'm gonna keep praying, yeah. 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 No matter what, love you, just keep praying, yeah. No matter what, you lose the blood.
Okay. This is what we're going to do to make sure that we leave out at an early time. Somebody called, and by right, I should only give them 10 seconds, but I think I'll give them about 2 minutes. I see all these ones flashing up here. So it could be a bill collector. Everybody, if it's a bill collector, just remember, my name is Leroy. Man in the Streets is not here. All these ones, you're on live. What's going on?
All right. Now, I know that wasn't a diss, Brother Porter, but thank God for you anyway. I thank you
for
opening up the airwaves. Now, but I am calling just to alert your listeners, to ABC Management and Hill Place Homeowners Association and Target Stores. Just beware, listeners, because if you're not familiar with the story, ABC Management is a group of Ponzi schemers. I'm fighting a battle as we speak because the home that is paid for that I live in, they have tried several times to put me out of, and it just won't work.
Wow.
Thank you, Brother Porter, for this time, and may you be blessed.
You do the same, and thank you so much. And I want to definitely thank Sister Smith, because one thing I can say about her is she never stopped fighting, and I can appreciate that, and that's what they would love for you to do, especially if you're a big conglomeration. But for those people who have been hearing her, a lot of you all might have become a fan of hers like I have, because again, she never stopped fighting, and usually she has that word coming in as well. So I appreciate you all, and as I leave out this evening, I want to thank everybody. Please follow each other's movements, and please continue to pray for each other. If you do that, I think we'll all be fine. I know that this coming week, of course, is the Easter holiday for those who celebrate. I don't care if people celebrate or not. My only wish is that you all come out of everything healthy and that we all continue to learn. So with that being said, I thank everybody who calls in and follows through every week. Look forward to hearing from you. Be blessed. Peace.